I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday, we learn U.S. forces hitting more than 30 Houthi targets in Yemen. This comes a day after striking at least 85 locations in Syria and Iraq where Iran-backed proxy groups are operating. These terrorists have hit more than 160 U.S. military targets in the region in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. They also killed 3 U.S. soldiers last week in a drone strike. Now, the Pentagon says the U.S. strikes against the Houthis targeted missile systems and launch sites in Yemen, along with air defense systems, radar, and helicopters. President Biden at a campaign stop in Las Vegas, he wins the Democratic primary in South Carolina. We also learn the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl, which had become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. In other news, New York City launching a $50 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to illegal aliens. Administrators from Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' office will begin handing out the prepaid credit cards to families being housed in New York City hotels. The Immediate Response Card Initiative appears to be similar to the state's food stamp program. This freebie comes as New York City police say the latest crime wave is illegal aliens who have formed pickpocketing teams who are stealing wallets, purses, and cell phones from unsuspecting patrons at restaurants and bars in Manhattan. At least 4 of the illegal alien men involved in assaulting 2 police officers last weekend in Times Square, kicking them in the head, were arrested and set free on no bail, and they have reportedly boarded a bus to California. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul asked about the crime. She tells reporters these men should be deported. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
In USA News for Your Health, there is word those high-energy drinks with caffeine may be bad for you. USA's Corey Myers with the very latest.
According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts.
To Capitol Hill now, where no charges being filed against the 2 men who had sex on a desk in a Senate hearing room. USA's John Schaefer reports.
The inquiry into an online video showing a congressional aide engaging in sexual activity within a Senate hearing room is now being ended by authorities. The U.S. Capitol Police say no evidence of criminal activity has been found. Following the revelation of the scandal late last year, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, a Democrat, declared that the implicated aide no longer had employment in his office.
Taking a look now at your money, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 353,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. Strong tech earnings leading to a positive session on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 134 points to close at 38,654 Friday at the closing bell. That's a record. The Nasdaq up 267 points. The S&P 500 up 52 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.